you're alive. Listen to that again.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
January the 12th, 1996, for Deb and for Tom, that was the day that bent her life. I've had a lot of great witnesses all over. When I was the minister over in Cook Island, I even did a wedding in the ocean. And we have some New Jersey people here. Is that right? Is that true? Okay. So I'll never forget that. Because the bride and groom, and I knew the wedding was going to be in the water, they did not tell the mom and the dad and the wedding party, who are all dressed, long gowns and tuxedos, and we walked right in the water, and they lay back. Big.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line, and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Coming in and crashing and flattening the mother of the bride and the seafoam, literally hanging on her nose. She was so mad. She was crimson red. But I got to do this wedding. A lot of people would have said, hey, we can't do this. We were having one ugly Oscar. And we can't seem to buy snow in the same room. But we have Oscar, don't we? They're brutal. And I was looking for Chuck Evans. Lisa. And all other people. Somehow, we had that wedding. My friend Frank Rogers, who was very dear to me, had been with his family for some incredible, tough experience with his wife, Bonnie. He said,
your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
And we slipped and slid all the way down to the big green building. And right into that Piedmont Club room. And there were Deb and Tom. I don't think I've ever met a couple who looked more like teenagers when they were getting married. Y'all were so in love with you, Deb. And it was so special. And we did this wedding at this Oscar. And Tom and I were really close this morning. But after that, he had this soft spot, Deb, as a soft spot for me. And so every time he saw me at the nursing station when I was coming through the OB area, we would share and we would greet each other. And we remember the wedding. Best day of my whole life, you say. Every time.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Arguably the best love letter. Paul Penn, and we remember 1 Corinthians 13. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures. These three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these. Tom Brown said, you just mentioned it. If you really want to change the world, just love one another. Still a phrase from ancient Bruce Carpenter.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Wonderful. And one of the reasons is because of the OBGYN doctors, like Dr. Lipscomb and Dr. Anderson, Dr. Evans, Dr. Pollard, Dr. Pollock, Dr. Hopkins. for you. You see, Tom and those other men, they knew something that Dr. Luke confirmed. They knew that they were nothing without all the nurses and all the support team working with them, very truly interdependent and appreciative. And on the highest level, how we were a team. And they really claimed...
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
For the women, the babies, children, community. I never have understood how anybody can disrespect women. Every one of us has been led by women in our journey.
Goodbye.